2, 1.
Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Chris Fade. No animals are heard throughout the making of this show, except Rossi. Pretty Malik.
I love talking to my plants. Like, I go up to them and I go, hi, plants. How are you, plants?
And Big Rossi.
When you got the man bun, your price went up. I admit the man bun. Yeah, I'm sure I'm going for it.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
Thank you guys for being so amazing and making our morning just completely enthusiastic.
The Chris Fade Show.
Well, hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live across the country. Good morning, Sunday. We're back at it, 6:02, March 7th, 2021. Hello, Pretty Malik, tie-dye t-shirt and all.
I am wearing the matching pants too, Chris.
You're not. Oh, you're Billy. You're Billie Eilish today, aren't you?
Billie Eilish today.
I mean, what are you, 14? What? How did this come about?
Honestly, it's just really comfortable. Who wants to wear jeans every day?
Agreed.
Like, why can't we just live in sweatpants?
I find that jeans are very uncomfortable, actually.
They are. I don't understand people who wear jeans at home.
Yes, I know, right?
Why?
Not sure. Rossi, you're a jeans wearer at home, though, I think, aren't you?
As soon as I get home, I take them off and walk around in my underpants.
Your nanny must be so happy.
She's used to it now.
Oh, wow, that's awkward.
She doesn't even batter an eyelid.
Yep, either does Liz, unfortunately.
Hey!
It's a good weekend for me, let me tell you.
Yeah, I know. You had a little night away without the kids, I think.
Yeah, I did. It was great.
How was that, mate?
Fantastic. Went and picked up the kids the next day so they could come and join us, but it was lovely.
That's nice.
Yeah, so let's see. Let's see what happens.
You happy?
Yeah, very, very. Happy?
Is there a new baby coming expected?
No.
Let's mark the date.
Yeah, mark the date.
March 7th.
Yeah.
Nope. It's technically impossible, actually.
Oh, definitely baby coming then. Liz is wanting a new baby.
Yeah.
Rossi not really wanting to have another child, right?
No.
But Liz really wants.
But let me tell you, women always win.
Do they?
Especially this one, they always win it. Well, they're in control, you see.
I can't wait to get an update on the big day because Liz keeps asking me, when's Chris getting married?
Oh, that's not going to happen for a while.
So I want to get an update on that today. Is that possible?
No, not at all. But I tell you what is possible, a lot of cash.
Yeah.
Virgin Radio's big ticket. This is good. This is 20,000 dirhams of cash. And it could be yours. You could be sharing some of it. So we gave away a car on Thursday, and now we come back with this.
So good.
It's unbelievable. It's all thanks to the Big Ticket WW, the UAE's longest running raffle draw, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give you more details on that just after 8 a.m. this morning. A lot to look at. We'll look at, you know, obviously, you could talk COVID over the weekend as well, where we are there. Find out how you guys are doing as well. Who's up? Is anyone up right now? Would love to talk to you. 0487155444. Nala and Eddie are still off.
Yes.
They were in close contact last week, so they've had to take, I think 7 or 10 days off. So it's just literally the three of us, like it's back in 2012.
Yeah.
But if you're up and about, would love to talk to you. Kick off the show. Be the first caller of the, not only of the morning, but of the week. We need you. You really do truly kick off our show.
Yeah.
So phone up right now if it's safe to do so. 0487155444. First person you're going to be talking to right now is Big Rossi.
That's me.
He's going to get you on.
She's you.
What?
You just coughed, cleared your throat.
I went
down the microphone.
So you had to say excuse you.
Yeah.
Oh my, just save me. Call 0487155444.
Because
save me from what's about to happen now.
The guy's half asleep.
Please.
He's half asleep. When he does talk on the radio, it's usually just like, I'm talking nonstop, and I go, and he's got to go, excuse me. Like, he's so frustrating. Every time you do anything now on the radio, because you do it all the time, where you're like, I'm going to be like, oh, I'm going to make a big scene out of it.
Okay. Just make sure next time you turn off your microphone, please. People don't want to hear that.
It's only 6:05. I'm over the show already.
This is great.
Sunday morning, 6:05. He's at it. And then it's my fault, everyone says.
Let's talk about my tie-dye sweatpants again.
No, we're over it. 0487155444. Someone call now, please.
Waking you up
every morning.
Get up! The Chris Fade Show's awake at 6:08.
Awake at 6:08.
Wake up!
Wake up! Powered by Adidas Ultra Boost 21. Introducing incredible energy return with Adidas Ultra Boost 21. Available in stores and online now.
Hey, here we go. Nabod, how you doing?
Hi, morning, Chris. I'm good. How are you all doing?
Doing absolutely good. Fantastic, my man. What's going on?
I woke up at 4:30, head to the gym. Now I'm heading home to get prepared to work.
My man, crazy times. 4:30 gym. Come on.
Insane.
Wow.
You sound like you've had enough of the day already.
Yeah, you're like, I'm over it.
Yeah.
Well, it's Sunday. I'm tired already.
Yeah.
Good on you. What gym? What gym did you go to that opens up then?
It's to Gym Nation, actually.
Yep. Gym Nation.
Yeah,
Shakeside, yeah.
Which one did you go to? Yeah.
To the one in Sheikh Zayed Road, Al Khul.
Yeah, that's that one, the Chris Fate Show's best gym in the UAE, exactly. Gym Nation.
That's correct.
That's the one.
Yeah. How long you been training there for?
So I started back in when they really opened it.
Yeah.
Then had a tragic accident and then I stopped completely and then I started like 3 months ago again. So
You said tragic. Come on, you're still with us. What happened?
So after work, I was just waiting for my mom to come and pick me up from work that day.
Yeah.
And then there was a Nissan Patrol which was coming off the highway to the service road of Sheikh Zayed Road.
Mm-hmm.
It hit another car, and then my leg got stuck between two cars, basically.
Oh man!
Oh my goodness!
And, yeah. So I went through something called compartment syndrome, where you know your leg starts swelling.
Mm.
So I had to go through surgery and stuff, and then, yeah. I'm not 100% up, but, you know, I'm gaining a lot of weight, so I thought, why not start again?
Good on you, mate. That's not an easy thing to have to deal with, and the fact that you're waking up at 4:30 and you're going to the gym, bro, well done, honestly.
Yeah.
Well done,
yeah,
usually
the thing is, if you have to go in the evening, I'm just too lazy for it, so I thought,
yeah,
morning's much more better. I can just catch up time.
Exactly like me, man. If I don't get that gym out after the show, it's so hard for me to get it done in the afternoon. It's weird. Yeah. It's a mental state. Well, good on you, mate. Well done. I'm glad you're okay. And I'm glad that leg's okay. Give it time.
Yeah,
it will heal. It will heal itself over time, mate. But keep doing what you're doing. Inspiring many. Well done.
Yeah. Thank you, Chris. Thank you.
Take care, my man. I love that.
Wow.
Farhat is on with us as well. What's going on?
Good morning, Chris, Rossi, Pretty. How are you guys?
Doing absolutely amazing. You were on the way to go running, but now you're not.
No, I don't. It's the day after my birthday. I should run. I've had so much cake this weekend, but I deserve a break. Do you not think?
Happy birthday, my man.
Happy birthday.
How old? Let us guess.
Okay.
31. 31. 31.
I love you.
Oh, wow. How old?
I'll take 31. Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Now, I don't know if you're a lot older or a lot younger.
I'm 51.
No,
wow.
You're not.
You do not have a 51-year-old's voice.
Stop.
You're really 51.
Is that a compliment?
It's a compliment. Yeah, that's definitely a compliment. If you told me you were 22, I would have gone, yeah, all right, go.
Can I tell you one problem I have is a lot of times, people think I'm a woman on the call. You know, you're ordering food. Yes, ma'am. I'm like, no, I'm a guy. I actually challenge. I'm like, what do you mean, ma'am?
That's funny. I wouldn't go. No, I don't think you sound like a female, but you do sound like you could be 21 years old.
You have a young voice.
Very young voice, yeah.
I like to think I have a young spirit, but the body is not young.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
51 feeling what? 61 or feeling 51?
71.
Yeah, I'm with you, bro. I'm with you. Well, listen, Farhat, always a pleasure to have you on the show, mate. Take care. Have a great morning and have a great week, all right?
Thanks, guys. Have a good week.
God bless. Love it. Virgin Radio. Yeah. Pretty Malik's gossip. All right, Sunday's always busy when it comes to the goss. What have you got for us?
Bruno Mars is finally back with new music. He dropped a brand new single with Anderson .Paak under the band name Silk Sonic. This is Bruno and Anderson talking about their new single. Have a listen.
I think that's what's given us this whole idea of slowing it down. See, we're not putting the whole record out in one shot. We're living in a fast world. We're living in a Twitter, TikTok. We're going to try to sprinkle 2021, drop a song here, drop a song there. And we hope that the audience wants to listen to this music and hear how hard we worked on each and every single song.
Wow, there it is. Got brand new music. Do we have a copy of it?
Are you ready to hear Leave the Door Open?
New Bruno Mars.
Open Gangnam Style.
No.
Wow, I really, no. I feel like I've heard this before.
Not
now,
it.
Yeah, no? Okay, cool. I'ma leave the door open. What?
I love it so much.
Now, this is not about when he goes to the bathroom.
No.
Oh, dear.
Smooth sounds.
Right?
85.9. As we do it, all your favorites.
I love it.
Listen, I love it, but he was talking about how we live in a TikTok world. Like, TikTokers are not going to be doing
that's,
that one.
No, no, that's what he's saying. He's saying we live in this fast-paced world. What happened to the drums and the music?
I agree.
You know, so this is Bruno Mars' sound, and he stayed true to it. If he came out with a TikTok-friendly song, I think people would have been mad.
Now, we got to have all the radio stations like ourselves pick it up. It's got to be played. Otherwise, it's going to come and go. And then the next thing you know,
he's going to be sad.
You're going to hear him do a TikTok song.
Well, if you... Okay, yeah, that's true. Well, if you want to hear a TikTok song, this might be it. Drake dropped 3 new tracks this weekend for Scary Hours 2. One of them is a collab with Rick Ross called Lemon Pepper Freestyle.
Yep.
And he talks about Dubai.
He mentions Dubai. Are you serious? Have a listen.
And that's facts. Hamdan Muhammad like my third cousin. Facts. Mansoor Muhammad like my real brother. Facts. Dubai embraced me like an Emirati. Facts. All my Rolls Royces got a different body. Facts.
So cool.
He loves Dubai.
Love it. I love that Drake is on his song pushing Dubai. That's so cool.
Yeah.
So cool. Finally.
Okay, this may be one of the most beautiful movies ever made just because of the casting. Ryan Gosling, Chris Evans, and your favorite reggae Jean Page together in Netflix's upcoming movie, The Gray Man, which also stars Billy Bob Thornton and famous
Thumbhead
Indian.
Is in a movie now.
Oh, Thumbhead.
Thumbhead.
And it stars famous Indian actor Dhanush as well. So production's going to start in L.A. this month. And it's got to do with like a CI operative. It's based on a book, but it's going to be a super hot movie.
They're all overrated.
Ryan,
they're
Chris,
all overrated.
Ryan Gosling is overrated. Not overrated.
Overrated.
He is gorgeous.
He's got had like a
Chris
moon.
Evans.
Chris Evans, I give you. I think he's got like that dreamy sort of blue eye. You know, I'm a
Chris Evans is a gorgeous man.
Anyway, thank you, Pretty Molly. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Just hold on. I'm a leave the door. Close the door. Can you? I'm a leave
the door. Hey.
Close the door. Close the door!
Sorry.
Pretty and I are just having discussions off the radio, on the radio at the same time.
Yes.
Which is good. No, I saw that you had a little staycation, which was really... It was your fiancé, Jeff. Did he organize it?
My fiancé?
Your husband, Jeff. Did he organize it?
Yeah, he did.
Did he really?
I was really, like, impressed.
So Jeff booked the same hotel room.
Oh, no, that part wasn't him. That was the hotel.
well done to the hotel, the Conrad Hotel. Yeah. Pretty. I saw through your Instagram that you stayed there, but they booked the exact same hotel room that they got married in. That basically after their marriage.
Yeah, like they
hung out in.
Yeah.
Was it a bit weird? Was it nostalgic walking back into the
100%,
same room?
100%, because that's the room that I got ready in for the reception.
Did you cry?
Yes. Because it was
such
like...
Such a crier.
I am.
She's
Isn't that
such
weird?
A crier.
Isn't that weird? I never was. As I get older, I cry more. So is that normal?
Did you cry as soon as you walked into the room or after they all left? Or what?
No, after they left. They left us like a really sweet note saying, welcome back. You know, we were the first wedding that happened at the hotel when it opened.
Oh, wow.
Are you serious?
So it's like kind of like special for them and it's special for us as well. Yeah. We were like the first.
I remember you walking down the stairs of the hotel.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember that.
It was like a trial run. So it was really sweet. It was just nice to walk around and revisit. I mean, it's been nearly 7 years in August. So.
The Conrad was your part of the ceremony, right? Because I remember you sitting in the big thing.
Like a canopy.
Yeah. You know, her wedding for me is merged into one. I don't know where I was or what I was doing.
You just showed up.
I just rocked up and I knew that I was wearing different clothes on different times.
It was a week long, wasn't it?
You did three weddings, right?
Two weddings. Yeah.
What was the third one I went to then? Dividing the room right now. Do you think it's okay to dress your pets?
Why not?
Don't you start.
I mean, I don't have any pets, but if I did, I totally would.
Brianna has gone out and bought clothes for the dogs.
That's so cute.
So Hercules and Coco got two little Pomeranians about the size of my fist. They are the cutest little things ever.
They are so cute.
They are very cute, very affectionate and all that. But she's gone out and bought them like little, just little suits, like little doggy shorts, little doggy shirt, sailors. One's a sailor, the other one, I don't even know what the other one is. I'm like, why? She's like, that looks cute.
It
I'm like,
does well, yeah. look cute.
The dogs don't even like it. The dogs are trying to take it off. They're like, get this off me.
Hmm.
I don't, dressing your pets up, is this a thing? Is this okay?
Why not?
04-871-5544. I'd love you, like, give us a call, and I want to get your thoughts on this. Is it okay to dress your pets? Now, you're okay with this.
I've got a confession.
What?
When I was ordering a collar for our cat the other day.
Oh, this he's adopted a cat, by the way. He's found a stray cat.
Very nice.
I ordered an Everton kit for my cat.
No, gosh, you didn't.
It's cat. Like it's just a top. There's no shorts. It's
for
just
your
a
cat?
Top.
It's a jersey. An Everton jersey for your cat.
Oh, I think it looks cute, and I think the Instagram pictures are going to be great.
It's
so.
Great for
oh, he's
the
doing
gram.
It for the gram. Is this why we're doing it for the gram, is it?
Does anyone else in your house own an Everton jersey, like your wife or your kids?
Does Liz go for Everton, by the way?
No.
Who does she go for?
Liverpool.
Wait a minute!
Are you serious?
Did you marry a Liverpool supporter?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Have we not ever talked about that?
We need to talk about this.
What about the kids? Are they divided?
Everton.
She should be messaging all in their ears when you're not around. Liverpool's the best.
Liz's dad is a big Liverpool fan. She used to go to the Liverpool games with her dad. But in front of the kids and me, she says she supports both.
How did her dad let you marry her? That's my question.
This is very interesting, yeah. This is a whole new topic.
Yes.
Animals and, like, dressing up your animals. I just don't think it's... I love my dog.
Why don't... Okay, tell me why you don't agree with
firstly,
it.
Firstly, I don't think the animal likes it.
Oh, okay. That's.
I think the pet... So, is the pet naked?
Yeah, there's no clothes.
But does the pet know it's... Is the dog running around going, I'm naked?
I don't think so.
Like, does the dog understand what's going on here?
No, I don't think so.
Because we're exactly like the dog. We've just evolved more and we've gone, well, we don't want to run around the house... And the world naked. So we've created these clothes, right, that we all wear.
Yeah.
So the dogs, I think they're unaware and they're happy the way that they are.
You think we should leave them alone?
As soon as little Coco and Hercules came down the stairs wearing one, there's a sailor suit and the other one, I don't even know what it was.
What was it?
I don't know. You could see, it was trying to get it off.
Well, it's new. It's new for them. They'll get used to it.
Just wanted it off.
I think they like it. I mean, my cat, he's always, like, picking it up and throwing the Evan kit around with his mouth and stuff. I think he likes it.
Now, because dog stuff's expensive.
Yeah.
All right? Dog stuff's very expensive. I bought collars for the dogs the other day.
Yeah.
For 210 dirhams each. Collar and a leash. 210 dirhams each.
They're expensive,
yeah. That's a lot
I said to Brianna, how much did you pay for these costumes?
The outfits.
So I won't tell you. I said, I want to know. She refused to tell me, which tells me...
It's more.
They're expensive.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It's more.
I think you're talking about at least $250.
For an outfit?
Maybe.
If she spent more than $250 on a dog's... this, my underwear would be more material than the entire thing. And I'm not... That's not a word of a lie. My underwear would have more material than what the dogs are wearing.
And he hasn't got big underwear.
I pay seven bucks for my underwear.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
This conversation just taking a whole new turn.
Yeah. We somehow got into my underwear. Now it's awkward.
Now I don't know if I want to talk about it.
So we'll leave it there. We'll leave it there.
Just leave it.
04-871-5544. Honestly, though, is it okay for you to dress your pets up? Is it okay? Should I just swallow this and be like, it's fine? Or are you against it? Is it okay to dress your pets up? Call me right now, 04-871-5544. Derek, is it okay to dress up your pets?
Chris and Pretty Malik, Rossi, morning. Yeah, for me, actually, it works pretty well. For me, I think pets look more beautiful when they're being dressed up. So because in colorful dress. Yeah,
see?
So I'm in for it.
You're saying, yes, you can dress your pets up.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude,
The more colorful, the better.
Come on now, Derry. Come on. Danny.
Yes. Good morning, everyone.
Now, Danny, is it okay to dress your pets up?
It's absolutely not. And please tell Rossi who told him his cat wouldn't support everything.
Money. The Chris Bates Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
Powered by RackBank Invest Pro. You can build capital and fund for children's education with MetLife and RackBank Invest Pro. Text INVEST to 70011 or visit rackbank.ae. Conditions apply.
Sharon, good morning.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Fantastic. Shazza.
Shazza.
Shazza, that's what we'd call you in Oz. What,
yeah, I call myself at that.
Oh, you do that as well. See, that's good.
I do, yeah.
What are you doing?
School run.
She's on like the school run. How many kids?
Just one in the car. The other one's distance learning this week.
Okay.
So you've kept one at home and one at school?
Yeah.
How come?
Social distancing for her class.
Oh, so they've had a case or something in the class. Everyone has to stay home.
That's how they set up.
Oh, okay. So they do like 1 week in class, 1 week off?
Exactly, yeah. She's at Dubai College.
I've kept my girls at home. My girls are at home for the last 3 weeks.
Why is that?
Just because they had a case in their class, both of them. Uh-huh. So they all had to stay home. So they had to keep them at home for a week. And then I just didn't
just
send them back.
You just continued.
Yeah, I was just like, you know what? What do you guys want to do? They said they both want to stay home. So I said, all right, you can do it. And I'm thinking about just giving them a couple more weeks. Then I'll send them back.
And then you say get out of the house.
I just want the nannies. I want the nannies to have their vaccination, which they're halfway through.
Okay, great.
And then I know that the house is sort of protected when it comes to adults.
Yeah.
You know? Because Kiki got COVID, my daughter, from the classroom. And then brought it back home. And then we had to quarantine for 14 days. So I just don't want that to happen again with Nushi.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm.
I miss you guys so much. You know, I want to be in the studio. You know, yeah. Sharon knows.
Sharon, we all Sharon know it's means. A lie too. Don't worry.
Well, Sharon.
Hi, Trinity. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much. I'm excited for you to play the pop quiz and win some cash.
It's such a shock when you actually answer the phone. It's like,
Well, let's do it. Come on. 10 questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know an answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it, okay?
Okay.
Good?
Yeah.
All right, come on.
I can sense the nerves.
She's nervous now, but don't be. Here we go, Sharon.
Okay.
60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins right now. The rapper Akon was born in which continent?
America.
Beirut is the capital of which country?
Lebanon.
Halloween falls on which date?
31st of October.
In terms of WWE, what does it stand for?
World Wrestling. Something.
Close. Come on.
Enterprise. Entertainment.
Which Jonas Brothers featured in the Jumanji movie? Which Jonas Brother?
Nick.
Finish the Ed Sheeran song, Shape of...
You.
In which sport do you use a shuttlecock?
Badminton.
What DJ Truro produced the songs Piece of Your Heart and Paradise?
Don't know.
Who plays the role of Gru in Despicable Me, Steve Carell or Jim Carrey?
Steve Carell.
In terms of computers, what does HP stand for? I'm going to give you that last one.
Wow!
Did really, really well. You got 800 dirhams. Woo! Well done.
Yes!
Pretty close, Sharon. Pretty close.
Good, Sharon.
The rapper Akon was born in which continent? North America. You said America. You had to say North America.
We needed the specifics.
Yeah. Rossi will tell you all the continents soon. Yeah. Medusa is the DJ Truro that produced Piece of Your Heart and Paradise.
Yeah, I never would have got that.
No, Rossi, give me all the continents.
He's reading
Rossi,
it. Rossi's
Googling.
It.
I don't want to give him time to Google it.
Europe.
Yeah.
North America.
Yeah.
South America.
Yeah.
Oceania. Well, Australasia. Oceania.
Australia.
We learnt this last week, yeah, yeah.
Antarctica.
Okay.
The other, it's Arctica.
What? No.
South Antarctica.
No.
South Antarctica. I've never heard that.
Rocky
Sharon,
be real.
Enjoy 800 dirhams cash from RackBank. You're an absolute superstar, okay?
Thank you. I am delighted. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And if you ever get a chance to travel soon, make sure you go to South Antarctica.
Europe.
The Chris Fade Show's best in the UAE.
You the best, baby. Yep, you special.
Okay, now, this is something new that we're doing because we've never done this category. Now, over the last few months, we've been doing the Chris Fade Show's best in the UAE. Now, what is it? We select categories, you vote for it. We believe it helps supporting local companies across the country, which I think is really, really important.
Yep.
It showcases different places that you may have never heard of. We have looked at the best pizza, the best coffee, the best burger.
Congratulations.
The best gym.
Yeah, to our winners, best burger high joint, best coffee driven coffee, best gym gymnation, and best pizza, which we just announced recently, Pulcinella.
Yeah, nice stuff. So I don't know about you guys. I've been trying a lot of the best of the... I haven't tried the pizza yet. But I did the second place over the weekend. I did Pinza over the weekend.
Oh, nice, yeah.
Which was nice.
Yeah, that's the one I like as well.
So it was good. I'm going to try that Pulcinella. But yep. I've tried Driven Coffee. They won Best Coffee, which is fantastic. I tried Cypher Coffee. Cypher came second,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, they were on top as well.
So, so good.
It's great, isn't it? Because you get all this information about where the best things are.
Exactly. That's the thing. Even if they don't win the title or they don't even make it to the top 10, just going through Instagram comments, you learn about so many new places.
So true. So what we're going to do right here is something that we've never done in a category, and it's the Chris Fade Show's best influencer.
No.
Now some of you are going, oh no.
But there's a reason to this, right?
There's a stigma against influencers, and I can understand that. But, you know, we all follow someone on Instagram, and be it categorized as an influencer or not, we love the journey watching them.
Yeah.
Be it a celebrity, be it just a mother, a father, a child influencer, whoever it is, who is something or who is someone who's adding to your experience on Instagram?
Yeah, I mean, you can't deny the fact that influencers have become a part and parcel of just regular society, right? As we go. They're working with brands. Yep. It's the way forward.
It is totally the future. It's here now. It's already happening. But what we've decided to do is we're looking for the Chris Fade Show's best in the UAE influencer, which means that influencer must be living here in the UAE.
Yeah.
Right.
Or spend a lot of time here in the UAE.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're not looking for international influencers.
Yes.
I want influencers here in the UAE. We want to showcase them. Now, again, it's not about how many followers they have. We're not talking about like, oh, I got 2 million, I got 100,000. It could be the mother with a child who you just love watching her journey and she has 1,000 followers.
Exactly. It's about who you love to support, who you love to follow. So go on to Virgin Radio DXB right now on Instagram and tag your favorite influencers. Give them some love. We're going to be tallying up these votes.
All right. Obviously, we'll get thousands right now on Instagram.
Hold on, though. You're the one who has to count these votes, Pretty. And people are just going to be tagging their friends, I think.
What do you mean?
It doesn't matter. You can tag who
you
like.
They could be someone who's starting out on their influencer journey as well.
We will usually see a pattern of different votes coming through for certain people or certain organizations anyway.
Yeah.
But we want to showcase this. It is 2021. Why not? The Chris Fade Show's best in the UAE, best influencer. Get on our Instagram right now. Virgin Radio DXB. Drop a little one in the comments. Tag them. We'll start counting them. All right. We'll reveal the winner this time next Sunday. All right, this time next Sunday, we will reveal the winner. So we're going to let this one run for the week. We think it's worthy of it. Now, call us up. Right, who do you follow on Instagram? I'd love to hear from you. Who is that person that you follow here in the UAE? Who would be your best influencer? Call us as well. 04-871-5544. Who's the one person that you just love waking up to and watching their stories?
Yeah.
All right, or seeing what they're posting about. Let's get them on. Let's talk about it. You call me 04-871-5544. We'll take your calls next. We'll check out Instagram as well. But here it is. The Chris Fade Show's on the hunt for the best influencer in the UAE.
Got a call in here from Mariam on line one. Hi, Mariam.
Hi, Mariam.
Hi, everybody. Chris, for myself and my son, you are our one out of a kind influencer.
Oh.
This is Chris Fade.
This is hurting.
Yes,
Rossi.
Chris Fade himself. My son loves him. We follow him dearly. Instead of bedtime stories, my son every night asks to watch Chris Fade's story.
That's so cute. But what
is it?
Puts
him to sleep.
Stop, go away. Go away. No, but what is it about Chris's stories that you love? Are we allowed to put Chris in this category? I don't know.
Think so.
But what do you
so.
Love about Chris's Instagram?
Chris, he's just so real. He's himself. He doesn't pretend. He doesn't show off. He's so real. And we enjoy watching him interacting with Nushi and Kiki, with Piriana, the places they're going. Whatever they're doing, my son asked to do the same, the places
That's
they're going.
So cute. That is so cute.
That's so cute. Thank you,
Mariana. We really love you. Thank you very much. And one of my son's wishes is to get to see you in person. He follows you everywhere you go. When you had that glass house in Mall of Emirates, he came to see you.
Is he with you? Can I say hello to him? Is he with you now?
Yes, he is in the car with me.
What's his name?
Tasha.
Tasha.
Yes.
Let me talk to him.
Cutie. This is cute.
Hey, Tasha, are you there? Are you there, Tash?
Yeah.
How are you? It's Chris Fade. Are you okay?
Yeah.
I can't wait to meet you one day, man. I want to be able to hang out.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, he's not bothered.
Yeah, no, he is. You are. Thank you for watching me on my Instagram on the stories, okay?
Okay.
All right, you take care. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Bye, Tash.
Cutie.
What a cutie.
What a sweet call.
Thank you, Miriam. I appreciate that. But I will not include myself into this
category.
We can't
vote for Chris.
It'll be a bit weird, you know.
Imagine you won.
Ross is putting his hand up asking to be included in the category.
Definitely.
Nah.
See my Instagram handle, please.
No.
Listen, the Chris Fade Show is best in the UAE, best influencer. Start tagging. Go tag right now, Virgin Radio DXB, someone that you appreciate following on Instagram. That's really what it's about.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right, just someone that you enjoy their content. They got to live in the UAE. They must reside a lot of their life in the UAE.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
So get on it, and we'll keep following this through.
What's up?
Virgin Radio.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
Okay, what do we got?
We are just hours away from that intense tell-all interview. Oprah's done with Meghan Markle and Prince Harry.
Why is that not being released?
No, not yet. We're just hours away from it. One more teaser dropped over the weekend where we learned a little bit more about privacy and being in the royal family. If you didn't know, Oprah tried to interview Meghan just before her wedding, but Meghan had to say, no, I cannot be interviewed. It's not the right time. Meghan Markle talked about it a bit more.
I remember that conversation very well. I wasn't even allowed to have that conversation with you personally, right? There had to be people from the comments sitting there, everything.
Yeah, there were other people in the room when I was having that conversation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What is right about this time?
Well, so many things. And also that we have the ability to make our own choices
mm-hmm.
in a way that I couldn't have said yes to you then. That mm-hmm. wasn't my choice to make. As an adult who lived a really independent life, to then go into this construct that is different than mm-hmm. I think what people imagine it to be. To be able to just make a choice on your own and just be able to speak for yourself.
Wow.
It's juicy.
It's going to be interesting. The media are so against her in the UK.
So against
why
her.
Why do they do that? I don't know, though. The Piers Morgan, who I can't judge. I don't know if I like the guy or if I don't like the guy.
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
But, like, he got on his Twitter account yesterday and just put up a photo and literally said, don't you think there should be a rule that Prince should not be able to marry American women. That's what he put up.
Why?
And then he put a photo of Meghan Markle and another photo of another lady, which I wasn't sure, but I don't think it was a good photo to be up against, right?
Oh, really?
And then
he's cruel to them.
But he's being attacked now because
He
used to be friends with Meghan Markle.
Yeah.
And then she basically just dropped him as a friend, and now he's become bitter about it.
Yeah.
So he's driving this publicity, this media in the UK, this hate against Meghan.
It's just
weird.
It's sad. Anyways, moving on to Cardi B. She's also fed up with all the drama. She had to deactivate her Twitter account for a few hours. Why? She dropped news that she's releasing a doll line. She's releasing dolls. Smart move. Moneymaker.
Yeah.
Her fans were giving her backlash saying, we don't care about your dolls. Where's the new music?
Huh.
And she said, I have so much pressure. I'm working all the time to do stuff. But you have to understand, I need to make money as well.
Yep.
I got to do stuff to kind of make my business grow, and I'm going to get you the music. So,
sure. It's been a while, though, for new Nicki Minaj music. I think that's why.
Cardi B, sorry.
Oof. When was it B?
No, she just released Up. We're playing the new single.
True.
She just did it. So
maybe they want an album.
Maybe. And finally, do we care about Yeezys?
Such a good question. Because Yeezys, if you don't know, are Kanye West shoes, right?
Yeah.
4 or 5 years ago, he started dropping them, and they became these things that everybody wanted. There are Yeezy shoes right now that are worth like $20,000 if you had them. Now, I don't know. And I've got a lot of the original ones,
yeah,
which I've got boxed and put away.
Yeah.
And then now I'm not interested. Personally, I'm not interested in it.
Well, I have the answer for you. And the answer is Yeezys are still very cool. Why? He just dropped the Yeezy 450 in cloud whites. Those are the ugly looking ones. That's the only way I could describe it. They look kind of like claws.
Yeah, yeah, I know them. They look ugly.
They sold out in less than 60 seconds.
So they are still, he's still relevant.
Less than 60 seconds gone. If you logged in at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
And sorry, if you logged in at 7.01 a.m., they went on at 7, gone.
Yeah, I think it's people are buying them to resale. That's why they become like you buy them, then you resell them. You buy them for like, you know, 200, maybe, you know, 800 dirhams you buy them for. You can sell them for 4,500 an hour later.
Yeah.
And people will buy them off you.
Yeah, so that's what they're retailed for, about $200. Within 30 minutes, the price was already, the resale was like $500, and then it just keeps going up.
Just buying it to resell.
So, Chris, here's a question for you. Mm. And I was only, I don't know why this just came across my mind, and I was just thinking about it. You're obviously eventually going to get married again.
Supposed to get married in December of last year, but this COVID virus destroyed everything.
Everything. The plans.
But you know what? That's, people have lost lives. So me not being able to get married and do our wedding,
grand scheme of things,
nothing,
right?
Nothing. Means nothing. Yeah, it's fine.
But here's the question that I haven't asked you off the radio, but I will ask you on the radio.
Yep.
Are you getting a prenup?
Oh, what a question. Wow. Why would you do this one here?
Straight to it. You're trying to cause problems here.
No, this is a big one.
It's not causing problems only because first.
She take my money.
I don't think that's.
I'm in need. Yes, it's a trifling
friend in need.
Why are you playing this song now?
I'm not playing this song.
I thought it'd be apt.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no bro. Now I ain't saying she a go.
Where's the prenup bit?
It's in the middle of the song.
Is it?
Yeah.
Get down, girl, go ahead, get down.
So, come on.
No, the reason I'm asking, this has nothing to do with not trusting the fact that you two will have a loving, wonderful marriage, long life, whatever it is. But obviously coming from a divorce, going into a second marriage, I just think, is that something that is a priority for you before you get married again?
Joe, we've just run out of time.
No, we have not.
Just run out of time.
No.
Just answer the question about
what's
prenup.
I was asking Chris before this if if he is going to get a prenup before marriage number two, not because I believe you guys won't last or anything like that, or if there's any drama or anything. It's just a question because coming from a divorce going into marriage number two, I feel like you must have learned a thing or two.
Sure.
And this may have crossed your mind.
So, I mean, it's very interesting that you wanted to bring that up. And, all right.
No.
Okay, take 45.
No.
I'm going to keep asking you until you answer.
Out of respect to my fiance, I don't think we should be talking about
this. She won't care. I know. I know her. She won't care.
What are you guys? Text message me right now, 4008, or hit me up on Instagram or whatever. Should I talk about this? Is this something that we should, or should I keep this? You know, there are certain things you should say private.
This is coming from Chris Fade.
On our show.
Yeah.
Chris, we don't keep secrets on this show, and you know that. We're very open about our lives.
Well, I don't know. Should I talk about prenups and all that? 4008, let us know.
Are you going to answer the question or
it's up to if the guys that are listening
I
to this,
know.
The guys on the show think that we should talk about it, I'll talk about it. If they don't, we'll leave it. 04-871-5544, call me if you think I should open up and talk about if we are going to go ahead with a prenup or not, or if you think, you know what, Chris, there are some things in a relationship that should remain just you and her.
Stop.
And I really will take your guidance on this. 04-871-5544. I'd love to take your calls on this. Mariana, what are your thoughts, private or tell people about the prenup if we're getting it?
Hey, good morning, everyone. I personally think that it should be private. I don't like, in general, when a life of a couple, be it good or bad, or marriage,
is discussed in public in any way.
Okay.
I think media likes it. However, in many instances, it affects more negative than positive when private details are discussed in public. Many thoughts and many people to say what they think, what they don't think, which in many cases is not relevant to what the couple's situation in reality is.
All right. Mature response there, Mariana. Thank you. Parag, yes or no? Should I talk about it?
No. No, that's just too private. You can't. In fact, even if you want to talk, you have to talk to her. And if she agrees, it has to be both a decision from both of you. It can't be just like that.
Yeah,
it can't be discussed in public and everyone.
I thought I'd get you guys to decide for me if I should go through a prenup. Should I get a prenup?
So cheap, Chris.
Thanks, Parag. I appreciate it. Boris, public or keep it private? What do you think?
No, I think you should keep it private.
Guys are also nice.
I got engaged. That was under 15. And it was live streamed right on Facebook, Instagram. And the publicity, I think that kind of weighs on you in some way. So I think you should keep it private.
Keep it private. Congratulations on the engagement as well. Irene, should I tell people about if we're going to get a prenup and all that on the radio now or keep it private?
Keep it private. First of all, have you discussed it with Brianna? And then is she okay with you letting other people in on it? You know?
Oh, okay. Should talk to her
first.
Yeah,
it has to be private.
Might be a good idea.
Brianna first.
Should let her know
if
about
you've
it.
You've even brought it up, right?
All right, fair enough. That's very. You guys are also mature and nice.
They're so nice. But I feel like this conversation.
I love that no one said that I should talk about it. Isn't that nice?
But I also feel like this conversation maybe could help someone who is going through something similar. The only reason I think we share our personal lives is because it may either help someone going through the same thing or make someone feel like they're not alone in the situation.
And
you know?
It's also great radio content.
That's also true.
Yeah.
Okay, how about this?
Just a genuine, I'm not doing it out of like a nasty.
Just thing, ask. You
know? We're talking prenups.
We didn't get anyone that has a prenup. We had no prenup callers.
No one wants to admit it like you, Chris.
Maybe. Private matters should be discussed privately. A prenup, especially as Chris hasn't discussed it with his fiance first, should be discussed on air. That's what I think. That is from Gita. Thank you, Gita. I appreciate that message as well.
That said, I think Chris should get a prenup as he has a business of his own. There you go.
We got Brianna on the line. What's your thoughts?
We should get V on. I got Amma on, though. Amma, what's going on? You just got the show on, have you?
Yeah. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Doing all right, brother. Can't complain.
Yeah. Like, this is the first time that I would just want to say that thanks a lot for that. I would just get it in call with you because, you know, it's been a long time. I would just, like, every morning, whenever I wake up, I would just go in office. I would just park my car outside. Then I would just, like, till your show gonna finish, I didn't gonna get in yet, you know? I'm just listening your show, fully enjoy it. And after that, I get it, but that you all guys are pretty cool, you know? Like, I love the show, and I love the way that you are doing. Like, it's amazing, you know? Like, impressive. Wallah, it's impressive.
Thank you, mate. Appreciate it.
So sweet.
We gotta get you better life, though, if you're gonna sit in your car just listening to this show. And as much as I love that, I need to get you out of that car.
About the question and about the things that you're talking, like,
I love it. Where are you from? You got an interesting accent. Where are you from?
I'm from Pakistan.
That's nice. Cool, dude. You sound cool. You sound cool. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And what do you do for work here?
Yeah, like, I was just like a salesman here in a company. They're like, in a mobile company and accessories. I was just a salesman in here. So I have to go and deal with the malls, like a Carrefour and lots of things that I have to do.
This good on you, mate. Hustling, yeah. Making that money, huh? You're sending that money home, I'm guessing, as well.
No, because you know, like,
no.
Like how we kind of do it, the pay is not enough forever, you know, like how hard we're gonna do, it's always gonna be less for us, like we are not gonna get fulfilled with that, you know that.
Yeah, I didn't understand what you said then, but I just love your energy, bro, and I firstly appreciate that you listen to our show. We're honored, and thank you, and just keep doing what you do, bro. Keep doing what you're doing, and thank you so much, I appreciate you.
Yeah. Means a lot. Thank you, man. Have a good day, and thanks a lot for that. You're getting me on a call. Thanks a lot for that.
Take care, my man. Yes, just at least he didn't mention prenup.
Answer the question, mate.
Let me talk to Brianna about it first.
Yeah, sure.
And then I'll bring it. I'll see if we bring it up on the show.
And then we can talk about it.
All right, cool. We'll do news next. All right, hang out. Virgin Radio 104.4, Sunday morning, the Chris Fade Show. We are graceful and thankful that this show is officially over. We started off rough this morning.
Yep.
Rossi in a horrible mood.
That's a load of rubbish.
No, you were so grumpy this morning.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were.
All right, pre-coffee, I was, you know, a little bit tired, but once I had that coffee, I was fine.
It's like two different men. It's like Popeye.
What?
When I had my spinach.
Popeye was always nice.
No, but when he had spinach, he was like this beast.
Yeah.
Rossi walks. Well, I'm glad Sunday's done. Tomorrow morning, well, that's for us. I know that you guys got a whole day of work going.
Yeah, well, it's tomorrow's a big day. You know that young astronaut, the Emirati astronaut?
Yeah.
The female. She's going to come on to celebrate International Women's Day tomorrow.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I love that. That's fantastic stuff. Listen, don't forget, we are looking for the Chris Fade shows in the best of the UAE. Our new category is Best Influencer.
Yeah.
So that is up there. Go to Virgin Radio DXB right now on your Instagram and tag your favorite influencer. We are out of here. All right. Have a good one. From myself, Chris Fade, Pretty Malik, Big Rossi, Phone Guy, Eddie, and Nala. Wear your seatbelts, wear your masks. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.